A steep price for some positive coverage. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Tony Grigsby, one of the TSA agents who survived Friday's attack at LAX, made a statement yesterday afternoon in front of his home. He walked with a cane, slowly, assisted by his mother and grandmother, and talked about what happened.
I was injured while helping an elder man trying to get to a safe area. I turned around and there was a gunman and shot me twice.
Hence the cane. And he spoke of the agent who was killed.
Only now it has hit me that I would never see him again.
At which point, he couldn't go on. And as I listened to him, I tried to think whether I had ever heard any positive coverage of the TSA. Because we've all heard plenty of stuff like this.
She was arrested, strip searched, over applesauce.
And of course, the stories about children.
My three-year-old daughter, Mandy, went from this happy little girl to this during an ordeal through security.
And I may be out on a limb here, but whether you think airport security is a charade or not, I think that Tony Grigsby is probably more representative of who the TSA is than that other stuff.
I'm just a regular person. I'm not here for no fame or no glory. I came to TSA to protect people.
By the way, for the week ending October 25th, latest available, in addition to the usual knives and razor blades, the TSA discovered 39 guns, 32 of them loaded, which is considered a typical week. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.